All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's Friday. Skies have cleared. The weekend is upon us. And your favorite show of all time on ESPN 97.5 is back to finish out the week strong. Usual Suspects.
Oh.
All present.
I was going to ask for a hint. Which one? Which is the favorite show? It's this one, though, is what you're saying.
It's what I'm saying. Evidently, you are a big fan of John and Raheel, which is fine.
Oh. What?
Oh, that's not. Oh.
No, I missed Put Up Your Dukes. With Carl Dukes.
Well, then you're that's a what sick, I missed. Then you're a sick individual.
That was my favorite show. That and the Calvin Murphy show. I don't know what that one
now,
was called.
I would miss Murph.
I know you would.
Both before my time, so I wouldn't.
Me too.
Yeah, you're a youngster.
Yeah.
I really miss In the Cage with Adam Villarreal. You don't even know about that. That was, they used to come
I like, actually do know what you're talking about.
Do you?
Yeah.
You a liar?
Because I used to, I'm thinking the cage. He didn't do it on the cage door?
No.
Oh, he
did
it?
Did you used to call in, Nick?
You know what?
I thought he did it on the cage door.
No. So what happened was there used to be a show on Tuesdays on ESPN Radio at 7 o'clock called In the Cage, and we used to podcast that show and put it on the cage door.
Okay, that's where I saw it.
That's okay. Well, there you go. But yeah, he used to have a show on Tuesdays. That's where I did my first real extensive radio.
So this is the guy I have to blame.
Kind of.
just
Adam, I mean, is that, Adam the one in Vegas now on ESPN in Vegas, or is this a different Adam?
Adam Villarreal? No, I think he's still local.
Okay.
Actually, you can blame Sam Houston State University's radio, television, and film, because that was really my first foray into radio when I had my own show. It was we played classical music for 2 hours.
Come on, man.
I swear, I didn't tell you that story?
No. And wait a minute. You didn't go to... Would you just did like a
one bit? Semester?
Okay.
I made it one semester at Sam Houston State because my girlfriend / fiance / now ex-wife at the time played catcher for the Sam Houston State softball team.
Really?
Yes. So when we met at the bar I used to work at, she's the one we banged on the pool table.
Okay.
And God, I hope her family's not listening. It's just going to be awkward. But yeah. But so I moved in with her while she was going to Sam Houston, and I was like, well, you know, I didn't really go to college. So I was like, yeah, I'll take some classes. So I took radio, television, and film. I ended up getting my own radio show, and it was the Classical Hour, but it was 2 hours, which is a stupid name for a show if you're going to be 2 hours.
Okay.
But the thing is about this is what sucked about. I literally talked for about like a minute and a half over 2 hours. Because classical music, for the most part, is like 45, 50 minutes long per song. So I would be like, hello, welcome to the Classical Hour. This is Barry Laminack. Here's Bach's Fifth Symphony. And then I'd play it. And then an hour later, I'd be like, that was Bach's Fifth Symphony. Let's go to commercial. And then we'd go to break. And then we come back and I'd be like, here's Beethoven's Ninth. And then I'd play that for an hour and I'd be like, this has been the Classical Hour. Like, so it's literally the whole show. Was
were you
two songs
sleeping between songs?
I was just gonna say, were you drinking when you fired off the segment?
Oh, I would
as
sleep.
As a DJ, wherever you are, you place. You know that Stairway I would catalog to Heaven tapes. Is the bathroom break song.
No, I would catalog tapes. It was the worst. I can't believe I never told that story here. I know I told it on the air before, but I thought I was here. But yeah, it was just a crap show. It was just it was just to get you experience because I would sit there and catalog. That's back when you had to catalog tapes and. They actually had tapes and DATs and all that. And yeah, that was my foray. Dr. Johnny Classic. No,
Randolph Scarlettson here. I'm Randolph Scarlettson with the Classical
I wore
hour.
A sweater vest every day to work for 2 hours. It was so sad. People
did
be like,
you have a pipe?
You
DJ, good people. As I take the final puff of my pipe, Randolph Scarlett's here to tell you about the classical hour with a fifth of Beethoven.
It was the worst, man. Like, it was the worst. Because, God, the music sucked. And, like, one time I got a call. Some lady was like, can you play Sugar Gumdrop Fairies? I was like, I don't know what that is, lady. And I hung up on her. It was some old lady.
So you got experience in taking calls,
It was
too.
Some old lady that lived in Huntsville. I love the show. Can you play Sugar Gumdrop Beanie Bean? I was like, I don't know what the hell that is. And I hung up. I'm not taking no damn request, lady. I get to play two songs in 2 hours. And you want me to eat up my talking time by saying that you called? I don't think so, Shirley. Get out of here. Oh, yeah. It sucked.
Brother Bear is saying the bottom line with Jerome and Jorge Vargas.
Never heard of him. Don't know who that guy is. I don't know who Jerome is. No clue.
George Vargas, I know.
Don't know Jerome Solomon?
Never heard of him.
You really seriously don't know Jorge?
I know who Jorge is. No idea who Jerome Solomon is. No clue. Is that the guy that won't leave me alone on Twitter about saying Lala was a four?
That's that guy that calls us. Jerry. Oh, no, that's a different one.
He texted me. He tweets at me the other day with a picture of Lala looking hot. And he's like, four. That was it. That's all it said. Just four with question marks and exclamation marks. Yeah, I stand by it, too. Lala's a four. Deal with it.
Wow.
Yep. Not changing.
You're fired up today.
I'm in a good mood, man. It's Friday.
It's a 20 day.
It's an FEF Friday. I'm excited.
Are you mad that he said it now?
Look, he immediately smacks the lift. I'm rolling with you on it. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to push this thing forward.
An FEF Friday really, really is rolling with me.
Well, that's what it always sounded like when you said it in the past. We covered this.
We did, but you brought it back up.
I know. Well, there you go. It's for nostalgia's sake, for old time, for fun.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm in a good mood, man. I was sitting there thinking, I'm driving in thinking, what are we going to do today? I don't want to talk sports.
Me either.
I mean, it's Friday. I don't want to talk.
Nothing going on in the sports world.
No.
Literally shocker for you and kind of shocker for you.
What?
Not sarcastically. I know you like to get off the beaten path. Nick, I think normally you want to stick to your sports.
Oh, I was just being facetious. Yeah, I want to talk sports. I mean, we'll talk a lot of fun stuff,
too. Well, you guys
do
it without me. I'm going to go wait out in the hall then. I don't want to.
You really don't want to do that. Did you see who's all the people that are working today?
Is Trey here?
He's working our show.
Okay, so, good. He's going to come in here in a little bit.
Cool.
We're going to discuss what we should have discussed yesterday before he left.
Right.
I have questions for that young man.
Absolutely.
And speaking of questions, So, Nick, you weren't in here to show prep with us, so this is going to come as a surprise to you.
Uh-huh.
He's like, great. But I was talking.
We need 18 audio clips and 4 music bits in the next 10 minutes.
I have a playlist that I need you to load right now. No. I was talking to Joel before the show, and I was saying how last night, I'm not naming names, so Joel, don't be a Barry and try to ask me who.
Who is it?
Her name, no, I'm just kidding.
Was it a female?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had someone reach out to me last night over a private message on Twitter, and they were asking for some advice on relationships and whatnot. And it got me thinking, I give such amazing advice. Like, I'm like the relationship whisperer. Because I'm so good at this that I was like, I should do this for a living. But then I started thinking about, like, Dear Abby and all those things. So I was wondering if that still exists. So it does. And I found some. So I think what we should do is I'm going to read some of these. But I would love to hear from the listeners. If they have questions, like, you know, and it doesn't have to be relationships. Just life questions or maybe something's bothering you. And don't try to be silly. Okay, Jerry of the world, Jerry's out there.
Oh, it's coming.
Don't try to call with some stupid-ass made-up thing that's going on in your life. I will detect that. My BS sniffer is really good. I sniff a lot of BS. Wait a minute. No.
Well, you smell a lot of ass.
So don't try to call here with some cockamamie story that you've made up. I want real-life problems that we can solve for you guys out there today. You can text the show 713-780-3776. We can read them from the text line.
So we're solving their problems.
Today is what I want to do. I saved a relationship last night via Twitter direct message. And I want to do that some more. I want to reach out to the people. I want to be here for them. So, and you know, if Trey happens to give his advice, we can let him maybe chime in as well, but whatever. But I think the three of us, we can really heal some people. You know what I mean? I want to I don't want to be like Benny Hinn. I don't want to be like knocking people down with my coat. You guys don't even know that it is.
I don't.
Oh, my God. You got to educate yourself.
Benny Hinn is?
Nope.
He's the preacher that you've seen on YouTube where he'll like slap someone in the forehead and they fall down, or he'll take his coat off and whip it around and like knock people over with the Holy Ghost. I don't want to go that far, even though I feel like I have the power to do that. But I do want to solve problems. So it's got to be serious, though, guys. I'm not joking around here. I'm not playing here. I mean, I want to save some people's lives. I want to save souls. I want to mend fences. I want to help you with your problems. So don't be joking. Don't be playing around.
Relationship advice this hour from Randolph Skendrickson as we play Beethoven's Sixth Symphony. Enjoy.
I swear, if you were playing classical music, I was going to come through that glass and punch you in the gullet. Well,
now you gave me the idea.
I will do it.
Caller one, you will be next.
You'll have to bring us back next segment.
Would you like that?
Yeah, because you're going to bring us back over the classical.
Okay, you have to give me what it is, and I'll do it just like that.
Is there one that you always played, though, back in the day? Or
I just remember, like,
I don't know any classical tracks.
I think Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is, like, one of the most popular ones.
Right.
So you
can
just play
the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
That's whatever that stupid lady wanted to hear. She's probably dead by now. She was pretty old. I think I can make fun of her. I think she's dead by now. She was probably in her 80s, and this was back in like 94. So chances are she's out of here.
She's the one that reported you for spray painting genitalia on Big Sam.
Nope, I didn't do that.
On the
never
statue?
Did that. Nope. No? Did someone do that before?
I've heard stories.
Really? Yeah. Never did that. No, I would spray a mustache, but I wouldn't do genitalia.
On the genitalia, you'd spray a mustache?
What?
We'll be back with a whole lot more. If you want to be part of relationship advice with with Randolph Skendrickson, you can call 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on that line with text and calls about anything sports related, but we'll see how that goes. And also hit us up on Twitter at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.
Yeah. Try it. Wait till it's a bit.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the Classical Hour. This is Beethoven. His Fifth Symphony, for your enjoyment. That's it. That was all I got.
Thought you'd be going, and if you'd like to make a request.
Oh, hell no. They'd be like, hey, you're talking too much. You're talking over the instrumentals. It's like, yeah, that's all it is. It's whack. Listen to this. Who cares about this?
33 minutes long.
Dumbest music ever.
17 million views on YouTube.
Dumbest music ever.
That's the thing, too. They're viewing it on YouTube.
Well, sometimes you just throw that on the background.
Still, the fact that it even got 17 million listens is crazy.
Guys looking like George Washington.
17 million people killed themselves to this. They just put it on YouTube and just like, that's it. I'm out. I am checking out.
Guys,
goodbye. Goodbye, cruel world.
Do classical stations exist? Still?
Oh, yeah.
I definitely don't know.
I mean, you fired off, oh, yeah, like you know one. Name it.
Well, I can't remember the call letters, but like in Milwaukee, there was like a classical music station. And I'm like,
unless there's none here, right?
Unless like a doctor's waiting room music. I mean, unless you don't subscribe to Muzak, then why in the world would you need this station? But I guess there were people that listened to that.
I don't know. I would. There's not one here. It used to be like Coda.
KODA.
But now it's like oldies, but now oldies is like from the 80s, and I feel like an old ass man.
99.1?
Whatever.
They're like just easy listening, but it's not. It's from
But it used to be Coda, I think. KODA, and it used to be classical music.
If I'm not mistaken. 88.7.
Oh, it is? Is the classical channel?
I'm looking on.
Well, if this doesn't work out, I can always submit a reel to the 88.7 and get a job over there spinning the hits.
So the Houston Public Media, which operates the University of Houston Broadcasting property, says it would sell, this is in 2015, says it will sell its frequency and transmitter, 91.7, while retaining the station's classical music format on 88.7.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
They didn't want to get rid of the classical station.
Well, hell no. There's five people out there tuning in.
We all just took what we got in our wallet right now. If we could make that deal, but not under the pretense that we're going to keep classical music, we could solve every single problem in the world.
We could start our own radio station.
We could be the most booming signal in the city.
Man, I love it. Let's do it, guys.
I'm all over that.
Okay. Somebody say, yo, Barry, break off that Tchaikovsky remix. That's right.
Now, that you been do funny, realize right? that there's a Beethoven's Fifth remix.
I know, but wouldn't that have been great if these were records back in the day and like right in the middle of my show, I just scratched it. You know, the five old ladies would have lost their bleeping mind. What was that? That's the remix, ma'am. Settle down, Eartha. Barry's acting like that episode of Martin when he was the Love Doctor.
Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band, Nick. There it is.
What is this garbage?
That is a fifth of Beethoven, baby.
Is that what it's called? A fifth of Beethoven. Why is Joel dancing so happily?
I used to DJ. People dug that song. Can you imagine old people kind of waltzing out the dance floor going, oh, I love that.
Martha, that's my jam. Watch out now. Like, don't do anything but like move their arms like a locomotive.
Like
no,
my grandma used
no
to say.
No legs moving.
My grandma used to say, you pretend like you're putting perfume on your wrists.
Just wheel me out there so I can whoop my hand around.
Like, you can't see what I'm doing, but when you put your wrists together and start like above your head and start like massaging in circular fashion, it's a dance move.
It's no. Nope. We've got our first advice question. Barry, this is your wife. Why is my husband's penis so small? You know what?
It's just not nice. Rather funny, but it's not
hate
nice.
You, OU Mike. You can go to hell, sir. I've got a problem with Ken Giles. Can you help? Oh, no, I cannot. I absolutely
You're
cannot.
Starting to see it my way.
I am going to need you guys, though, to take this more seriously, which we do have some serious questions. Yeah. So we'll get to those. We'll definitely get to those. Somebody said I should replace Dale on the, the show with Beth. That it's really awkward between the two. Well, you know, when you have a love affair like that, it can make it weird.
You hear that, Dale?
That's Darling right, way, Dale. But what is the relationship?
It's love and laughter. It's love and laughter with Beth. Yeah. That's right. And a couple people are like, can you explain your relationship issues with Trailer Will and Frame and why they broke up with you? No. No, we won't. We're not going to get into that.
We love them, though.
That was not for public consumption.
No, but we love them.
We do love them. We love them to death. But that is not for public consumption, so not gonna do it. Do we want to do our first question? Do we want to do that? Our first serious question?
Sure.
Okay. So here's the first one. This is from 832. It seems like recently me and my wife have been going at each other's throats over the stupidest things, and basically I'm treating her like crap all the time and disrespecting her somehow. How can I fix the fighting and arguing? So, this is a good question. And a lot of couples go through this. And I know you guys are married. I would ask how long you've been married. But my advice is there's something going on where you're not liking her for some reason. Is it? It could be sexual. It could be the fact that you feel trapped. Maybe she's not doing things to make you feel wanted. I think what you have to do is you have to sit down and talk to her. You have to sit down and have that open conversation. Because that's the thing, man. When you guys start going at each other, it's because you're not talking. Talking is the whole key to a happy relationship. That's it. You sit down, you be honest with her, and you say, look, I don't know why we're going at each other like this, but something's going on. Why are you so upset? And I'll tell you why I'm so upset. Now, you don't want to tell her the truth right away because she may not be telling you the truth. So it's like a game of battleship. You know what I mean? Like you got to feel it out.
You can lie, but talk.
Yeah. Yeah, don't just rush in there with their truth.
The honesty factor, that comes in later.
No, don't be honest. Dude, honesty gets you nowhere in a relationship.
God.
What are you doing?
This is going downhill in
a hurry. Took a quick turn.
What are you talking about? This is the best advice ever. You don't just go in and be like, hey.
Your advice was perfect up until that part.
Up until that point, correct.
No, this is, I'm kicking the truth. You don't just go in and be like, hey, I'm sick of your face. Like, you don't lead with that.
Okay, I see what you're saying there.
You go in and you're like, hey, I've noticed you've been really angry with me lately. Is something up? Like, you seem like you're on edge, because I know I am. I want us to talk about it. What's up with you? You don't just jump in there and be like, hey, I want to sleep with other people because I'm tired of your face. Like, you don't do that. You just lead with a, hey, let's talk. And then she goes, well, you know, you don't do anything around the house and you're lazy and you're this and you're that. And so now you go, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to talk about sex now because she's just talking about chores. And then you say, well, yeah, because you always bitch at me about it. And I don't want to, I mean, like, if we could just agree on a schedule and I'll do it at my own time, that's different. Don't lead with the truth. Never lead with the truth.
This is going to go downhill in a hurry.
I'm just telling you. Don't lead
Nick,
with
about
the truth.
6 months from now, it's going to be today on Dr. Phil.
That was the best.
Radio host that created a couple's controversy in killing each other.
No. Just don't lead with the truth because you don't know what she's got on her mind. You may be digging yourself a bigger hole than you want to right now.
If you don't
right
lead with the truth, you're already digging.
Nope.
Nick, what would you say?
I'm in complete agreement with Barry. Take it from me. I'm in multiple relationships. No, what? I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know.
With the truth. That's just a fact. You don't lead with the truth. Okay. Why would you?
Because you're honest and you want it to work out.
Yeah, but if you lead with your truth, it may be way overboard compared to her truth.
I think you just open the forum up to say you're communicating and let her just lay it all on the line. And then based on what she says, you can react.
Well,
but
to me,
I wouldn't lie.
Saying don't lead with the truth sounds a lot better than don't be honest at all. You know what I mean?
I never said don't be honest at all.
You kind of did. Honesty is the worst policy is basically what you said.
Nope. I said don't lead with the truth.
Okay.
That's all I said. I said you don't lead. You don't get. I mean, you got to feel it out.
You never said anything
because
about the word honest.
Because then if you find out that she's do what?
That didn't happen.
Nick. What?
You didn't say anything about the word honest.
I mean, I don't know. Did I?
You guys are terrible about that. Y'all will say something and forget it 3 minutes later.
I don't know
my excuse
I said
is,
that.
My excuse is weak. What is your excuse?
I'm old.
Yeah.
Why has it got to be you guys?
Yeah, because you did it yesterday. You're like, I didn't try to interject, and you were the one who in the weed conversation, and what did you mention? You mentioned Nate, the former cowboy.
No, I said, no, he
Nate,
did.
No,
he
you did.
No, he brought him up, but couldn't think of his name. I said, okay, guys, let's wrap this up. Take a couple shots at me and run me over.
Right, no, and then you also mentioned, hold on, Barry. And then you also mentioned the
fact. I need to do some counseling right here.
You also mentioned the fact that, you automatically get a, what's it called, charge by the quantity. You injected yourself into it.
Am I allowed
And then
to
three
speak?
Minutes later,
Am
oh, I didn't inject
speak?
Myself.
Am I allowed to speak? I'm just checking. Good Lord. All I said was that depending on the state, the law states based on weight.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so you put yourself in the conversation, didn't you?
This went south in a hurry. I'm going to text my own show and ask
you
for
should.
Advice on my friends and why they're arguing so much.
Yeah, do that.
Why don't my friends get along? Hold on, let me send this text right now to
get
me.
Get that in there.
I'm gonna find out what's going on here. Okay. So,
you any more?
Yeah, but it's break time. It's 1:25. So I don't want to do it right up to the break. And yeah, there's more coming in, but there's some of these are silly, you guys. I'm not reading them. I'm not.
So I was going to say, you have the right of first refusal.
That's right. I am not reading all these that are coming in that are silly. You guys are wasting time.
So if you got legitimate relationship problems that you want answers to immediately, 713-780-3776, where you can text us or hit us up on Twitter. Or you can just call the show and we'll take you and your relationship and give Barry's advice. HRP listener line wide open right now. 713-780-ESPN. We'll be back with a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. And pack your bags real good, baby, because you'll be
gone for a while. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects, where good news is flowing. It just cannot stop. It's a Friday, F yeah, or F-E-F. And the relationship advice is on the table from one Barry Laminack, otherwise known as Randolph. I forget what I said your last name was.
I don't know. What is this? See, you do forget stuff you
Randolph
say
Sherlock-son.
And then come back. I don't know. I remember it was something.
Yep. Close to that.
Somebody said John and Sean spilled the beans about Trailer Wheel on you guys. Said that
That's
you said something about...
We talked about it with John.
Said that you said something about Asian people they didn't like too much. So part of the story is out. That's from Ben the Skeleton. Well, then that's all you're getting. No.
Lucy Liu is hot.
Yeah, that's all we said.
Yeah, that's all we said.
Stop it. Frank at 55 can give good advice. Well, Frank, you're too old to be giving advice.
I don't know.
No one wants advice from a 55-year-old nymphomaniac.
Yeah, he's getting it a lot.
That's creepy. Okay, so what happened last night?
So here's a couple of things. Ken Giles coughed it up again.
Yep.
Bullpen looked better. We're talking Astros, by the way, because it's not been 30 minutes of... Oh, it has been. Breaking news, Ezekiel Elliott's been suspended for 6 games. All right, we'll get to that later.
Already.
Astros continue. Look, I stayed up for it. Peacock pitched well again. You know, we talked about it prior to the game yesterday when we were signing off. I felt like they were going to win the game. Davinsky comes in a jam, gets out. So does... so they do the same thing
Martez?
In the eighth. No. With Gregerson.
Yep.
Everything looks great. Giles comes in, gets the first guy on a strikeout, and then boom, home run, tie game.
You know, it's funny because that inning with Gregerson was, I was thinking to myself, okay, so see, this is what you guys can expect in the playoffs. This is what I was thinking.
Okay.
You get Peacock, he goes about 6 innings, he gives up an earned run. Davinsky comes in to get him out of a jam, he goes six and a third, I should say. Davinsky right. comes in, gives you 2/3 of an inning. Gets a hold. Gregerson comes in, but he's in a bit of trouble. I think bases were loaded at some point.
But not his fault.
He gets out of that jam.
And he did get out of
it. Yeah. So, yeah, and not his fault, by the way. There are errors and everything right. else. Pass. I tell you what. Centeno had more balls go between his legs than a Kardashian. That was not a good job
you
catching.
Working on that one?
I can maybe wrote that last
yeah.
night.
Okay.
But not a good job last night. For a guy that's supposed to be a pretty good defensive
yeah,
catcher.
Yeah, supposed to be like the main,
not good.
The main piece in the yeah. Chris Sale trade.
Not good. anyways, but watching Gregerson, I even mentioned to somebody that it had a very playoff-like feel to it. The pressure, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? The importance of it. You need this win. It wasn't looking good, but he's out there and, you know, he got out
he
of it.
He does his job.
Yeah, he does. Then, yeah, Giles coming in is a bit of a concern. I think that's going to happen. It's from time to time. The problem is timing. You know what I mean? Like Giles giving up an earned run now. He hasn't given up one dating back to July 14th. So he's had what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 outings. In his last 11 outings, he's given up. Sorry, 2 earned runs. Okay. In his last 11 outings, July 16th was the last earned run he gave up. So it's not like he's out there getting shelled game after game. It just seems like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, in fact, his ERA on July 16th was 3.41. It's now 3. So he's dropped it almost half a point, half a run. So that's pretty good. But it's just the timing of it because that this is the worst possible time to give up an earned run when you're on this, you know, in this skid and you're scuffling and this team needs a win and you happen to give up an earned run. So timing sucked.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was that extra innings where, you know, they couldn't get anything going with their bats. And the base running was atrocious all night long.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't
and
know.
I think when you do hit that low point in the season, which, again, for Astros fans' sake, they've been spoiled. You really haven't had a low point like this. But it's when everything seems to kind of steamroll against you. And that's what normally the bats pick them up in a game like this. Normally, you know, as we've mentioned, Peacock's been getting over 10 runs a game in run support over the last month, month and a half. So you don't expect to have this kind of thing happen. But because you're scuffling, you figure, hey, the offense will pick us up. Or, hey, it's going to be a pitcher's duel. But look, we got out of what we needed to get out. Giles shuts the door. We put this whole thing behind us because at least we got one win before we got out of town. Now we start a new series, start fresh. Everything's good. And then this happens. And the offense, as you mentioned, and the base running kind of compounds what already has happened on the mound. And you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, it's worst possible timing. And, you know, errors and looking at the box score, they gave up two earned runs. Peacock gave up an earned run, and Giles obviously gave up an earned run.
Right.
But even Martez, the run that he gave up wasn't earned. So you kind of look at that and you think, well, right now it's just everything's going bad. In the beginning of the year, they were getting lucky. Balls that are falling in now weren't falling in on defensively.
Right.
At the plate, balls that are being caught were falling in. You know what I mean? They weren't making these base running blunders. They've never been a great base running team, especially stealing bases. They've always they seem to get picked off all the time. But it had gotten a little bit better. The defense has gotten a little bit worse, but now they both seem to be bad. Defensively,
yeah, like I said, it's steamrolling running across the bases. The board.
Yeah. So, and you look at a game like this and you think, oh, well, this is a game where if the Astros get 12 hits, they're scoring 6-7 runs. They scored two. They scored two runs and 12 hits and they ran themselves out of innings. So, just bad timing, man. They're just not playing well. And you just got swept by the worst team in the American
League. That's where I was going. That's the
biggest
team
problem. In the American League just got swept by the worst team in the American League. And it wasn't even close, really. I mean, this last game is 3-2, but otherwise, they didn't look like they belonged out there.
They really didn't. And here's the other thing. Now you got the Rangers and the Red Sox. I tweeted this morning, but the Red Sox are in your rearview mirror. Now you can no longer say that you've got this insurmountable lead in both the division and best record in the American League, let alone for a long period of time when you had the best record in baseball. Now the Red Sox are getting closer and closer by the day. I think they've won something like 8 or 9 in a row. They're opening up a series against Tampa Bay while you play the Rangers, who would like nothing more than to contribute to your scuffling. And you've got a lot more things to worry about. You're going to win the division regardless. But, you know, it would behoove you, as much as we've talked about them being a good road team, to have the best record in the American League. So you control your destiny. You play a wild card in the first round. You know, hopefully that wild card had to burn their ace in the wild card round just to get to the first round.
Yep.
Set yourself up for an easier road. Don't make it tougher than it has to be. But I'm looking at it, Barry, and I'm telling you, because you know I've never been a Giles fan. It's nothing against him personally, but I just don't feel comfortable with him. But yes, the pen was better too. But I'm thinking, because we don't know, because of the unknown with both McCullers and Keuchel, I'm thinking you need more than one now. You need more than just a Justin Verlander
not
to save the day.
I mean, you're going to need someone else to step up then. There's not two aces out there to go get.
Not saying another ace, but someone like even a Zach Britton so that you give that stability to the back end again.
Well, I mean, that's what I had been clamoring for, was bullpen help, but
I'm thinking both now. A little more pen help and at least one quality starter. The Verlander thing, you still have time. You know, for as much as you say it didn't happen and we tried hard and we were 90% there, well, guess what? It ain't over. I mean, you heard Reddick, and I don't know if you did or not, but Reddick's quotes after the game and the things that Reddick was talking about, it's starting to come out that as much as publicly they wanted everybody to believe they were fine and could win with the team in the locker room, it sounded like the players more and more had the same basic feeling is Dallas Keuchel. We were very disappointed when they didn't make any moves. But guess what? Until August 31st, you still have time. Try and work it out.
Yeah.
Because you would hate to see great regular season team
fail. What exactly
did
Reddick say? Do you
essentially
know?
I'm kind of like
paraphrasing,
okay. But it was essentially the same thing. You know, there was like a letdown after the trade deadline because we didn't do anything.
Okay.
Don't forget Liriano. You did plenty. But we've got plenty more to talk about, and we've got relationship advice to be given out because Brian wants to talk about relationship issues. We've got Astros, we've got Cowboys, we've got lots of things to get to over the course of the next hour and a half or so. So don't go anywhere, and if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Text us, call us, or hit us on Twitter, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we continue to roll on with the first hour of the big show for three straight hours. It is The Usual Suspects on an FEF Friday on ESPN 97.5. We're sprinkling in relationship advice as well as talking about some sports. We were talking about the Astros last segment. Josh Reddick was on yesterday with MLB Network Radio. And essentially, I was trying to paraphrase before the break. But here's Reddick's quote. Deep down, everybody in that clubhouse knew we were going to make some move to turn us from a really great team to a team that would put us over the edge, especially with all the moves you saw around the league. Nothing against our guys, but anytime you can make your team better, you should have the opportunity to do that and take full advantage. I think deep down, we're all down in the dumps because we had a pretty good shot to help this team get over the hump to where we need to be. That time has passed, and we can't dwell on that. We have all the confidence in everybody we have now. We just have to get out of this slump right now.
Mm.
So you got that. You got Keuchel. If I was a betting man, when Beltran was making the comment right after the deadline about them not doing anything, and should you guys be panicked, and someone in the background yelled, we got a 16.5 game lead, I would think it was Josh Reddick.
You know, it's funny because when things are going right, remember how everyone was like, look how much fun these kids are out there having and herp-de-derp and oh boy, Springer's just so funny and look at Josh Reddick and wrestling and woosting and now all of a sudden they're losing. Everybody's like, oh man, everybody hates this place. Oh gosh. Ugh. Ugh. It's looking rough in there. Winning cures everything and losing magnifies everything.
Right. You've got preach on there, bro.
And I think what he said is key. They just need to figure out how to get out of this. But that's why guys like him are here. You're the veteran leader. You're one of the veteran leaders. You, McCann, Beltran. So get out of it. We're all waiting.
Well, and no
we're all
better
ready for
place
you to get out of
or
it.
Time to get out of it than in Arlington.
Yeah.
You know, stick it to the Rangers, bust out. Yeah, but the bad news
actually,
is,
I disagree. What better time to get out of it than against the worst team in the AL and you just got swept by them?
But again, because that's what I'm saying. With that already having happened, you can get a lot of people to turn that frown upside down if you win three in a row against the Rangers.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just don't know if that's going to help. I'm just going to take more than that. I need them to go on a nice little 7-8 game run here.
Baseball aficionados that actually know the sport and are passionate, that's not even going to come close. It's going to start it.
Yeah.
But it's a process that's got to keep going uphill, climbing it as, you know, a step at a time. But let's not go downhill any further.
Yeah. Okay. You ready for some more advice questions?
Want to get Brian first?
Oh, yeah.
Brian wants to get in here with Dr. Barry.
Brian, hey there.
Brian, what's up, man?
All right, Barry, you got to help me out, man.
Okay.
Listen, I have a great relationship with my girlfriend. She's beautiful. Everything's great. But she's got this issue, or we have this issue. Have you ever heard the phrase, misery loves company?
Uh-huh, I have.
That's her, man. When she has a crappy day, it's like it's almost like her mission. She's got to bring me down. What if I had a good day? You know, I can't tell her about my great day. I can't ask her about work. She just kind of rides on me and is in a shitty mood.
Nick,
stay low and listen, you know, and not do anything, or do I try to lift her spirits? It sucks. What do I do?
Hey, appreciate the call, Brian, even though you cursed. Okay, here's what my suggestion to you would be. One, you need to have something to do on a bad day when she's having a bad day. So you need to always have a backup plan like, oh, man, I totally forgot. I've got to run somewhere. I'll be right back. And you go to the post office or you go pick up a package or you go do something. You can just leave and go have a beer, but have an excuse. Because here's the thing about women. They want you to hear how miserable their day is every day. Even when they have a good day, they don't care. They want to come home and tell you how bad their day was every time. That's not going to change. They're going to come home. She could win the lotto, but she's going to be mad because it wasn't her favorite numbers that won. So she's going to bitch about that. So you've got to have a plan. You got to have an exit strategy. I'll tell you, though, the absolute best advice, just listen.
I was going to say, listen. I don't know if I'm allowed to comment with Dr. Barry, but what I was going to say is chicks are going to tell you first and foremost, they don't want a solution.
Nope.
They want you to try and solve it. Just listen.
That's all they want, and that makes them happy, and then that usually leads to sex that night. So it just depends. If you can't deal with it, have an exit strategy. Be like, oh, babe, I totally forgot, man. I have to go run and get this, that, and the other. I'll be back in a minute. Let her calm down. Come back with food or whatever. Whatever makes her happy. Flowers. I don't know. I don't know if you're, you know, what kind of chick you're.
But even when you come back, you all right, babe?
Yep. And just listen. The worst thing you can do for a woman is try to solve their problems. That they hate that so much. We had this question. Somebody said, it hurts me to hear the three of you guys fight. Please go and see marriage counselor. That was from All Texting, No Tweeting.
He pays for it.
Yeah. You guys, this is a really good one. This is foolish of you, but this is good. I made the mistake of asking my girlfriend about the size of her other partners.
Ooh.
And she replied, well, you're not the smallest.
Oh, no.
Should I be concerned? Well, I mean,
don't ask what you don't want to know, man.
You know, here's the thing. So the good news is you're definitely not the smallest. That's right. The good news. Mm-hmm. Should you be concerned? She's still with you. You know what I mean? Like she's hanging in there. She's seen it. She knows what you're working with.
I was gonna say, but you know how the sex is. If you feel like at the end of the night she's satisfied.
Oh, I don't know. They can fake it pretty good. Oh, wow. Not to hurt your feelings. They could fake it. I don't know that I would rely on the... I usually just ask, hey, was that all right? Was that any good? What should I be doing different? What can I do better? Just ask. See, that's always the problem. Guys, we're too afraid to ask and just to be honest and be like, hey, what do you like?
I still think it's like a figuring out process. Even when you ask, I don't think they're rushing to tell you the truth. Like, I feel like you have to kind of reach for it. Like,
sure.
Look for it.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody should lead
so
with the truth.
So you can't just ask once, right? Like, you have to ask maybe multiple times.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But maybe rephrase the question.
Yep.
It all comes
What could
out.
I, yeah, what would you, when I was doing that thing and you were like, hey, you were into it. Do you like that? Should I do that more? Always a good way to start that conversation. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times they'll tell you, no, stop doing that. Like, well, if you're doing something they don't like, they'll tell you to stop. But a lot of times, if they're into it, they're just going to be into it. And that's how you can open up that conversation.
So, it all comes down to the C word.
As far as what?
Communication. Okay. You got to communicate the crap throughout out the process. Of me. I know.
As far as having the smallest, I don't know, dude. Just, you know, do work, man. Do work. The elves make great cookies and they're little people. It's what you're producing. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Keebler.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's
Johnny,
do it.
What's up?
Yeah, I have a situation. I'm asking for a friend.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, he just got divorced. He's been divorced a while, but he's been dating this girl for about 6 months. He's a real Christian guy, so he's only been with one lady, which was his ex-wife. Well, the other day, his new girlfriend asked him, you know, she brought it up. How many girls have you been with? He goes, oh, I've only been with my ex-wife. So he asked her in return, how many guys have you been with? She goes, oh, not that many. Mm. So he left it alone. Well, a couple of days ago, he found out that she used to be a dancer, if you know what I mean, and been with a multiple of guys, if you know what I mean.
Ooh.
And so... I think the fact he's upset, not about how many guys she's been with, but she wasn't really truthful.
Oh, Johnny, come on now. We're all dudes here just hanging out talking. It's just the four of us here. There's not thousands of people listening, just us four. You really think he's upset because she didn't tell the truth? That's not what he's upset about. He's upset because of how many dudes that she's been with.
Exactly.
Well, he's 40 and she's like 38, so but back in... She still looks good. She wears those short shorts.
Well,
and stuff,
you know, what? Around, but. Hey, if you get a Ferrari, you're going to get speeding tickets. If you get a hot chick, she's going to be experienced more than likely. Hot chicks aren't just sitting around not getting laid.
Well, no. I mean, like I said, they've been together for a while. She's been faithful to him, but he just found out. Like another friend told him, like, yeah, she used to be a dancer, and she finally admitted it to him. Yeah, I used to dance, and I've been with a number of guys.
See, I you know, I don't
know
if
with one.
Yeah. Well, you know, my advice would be this. If it bothers him that much, he needs to find somebody that meets his criteria or his quota. You know what I'm saying? Like, he needs to be with a good Christian gal that's only been with one person. Me personally, I'd take advantage of it. I'd be like, show me all the freaky things you know. I've only been with one woman. Show me what you know. I want to learn. I want to do all kind of freaky stuff. That may not be his thing, but then that's why he needs to find a woman that's either in or not into that kind of stuff. Appreciate the call, Johnny.
There you go. One in the book.
I feel like we're saving souls
plenty
here.
More show.
I do. I feel like we're mending fences and saving lives. Maybe the Astros should call and get some advice.
Till you get that report on the contrary, and then you start going, did I do that?
Joel thinks I'm going to make someone like get punched in the face.
He's gonna get the follow-up text. I go, Barry, I took your advice.
She left me.
She hit me.
Can I have a place
she left
to stay?
Me. And now I've got to pay child support on a kid that's not mine.
No way. No way. Giving out solid advice here.
One in the books, two to go, plenty more show, and dating advice along the way. Don't go anywhere. Right now, I want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you forever and a day now about Gallery Furniture, who's been in business in the Houston area for over 36 years. And Mattress Mack and his staff have 3 locations across the Houston area to serve you better and all your furniture needs. No matter what you're looking for, living room, dining room, bedroom, man cave, family room furniture, you can find it all at Gallery Furniture. It's all solid wood American-made living room and dining room furniture. It's bedroom furniture like adjustable base, Macapedic and Tempur-Pedic bedroom sets. And it's, of course, every nook and cranny of your house that needs either a rug, a lamp, a table, even things on the walls. Gallery has it at one of their 3 locations. Go into one of them today and check them out. Either Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, head down to the Galleria at Post Oak and Westheimer, or the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where you buy today, you get it tonight. That's just how Gallery does business. You purchase it, and within 3 to 4 hours, they're at your door delivering your furniture. And if you need stuff taken away in the process, they'll do that too. It's customer service before, during, and after the sale, because Mac wants you to come back again and again whenever you need furniture. Gallery Furniture, and as Mac says, it's not just a marketing slogan, it's a way of life. Gallery really will save you money. Keep it going, full steam. Sweet to
be sour, too nice to be me. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after.